Now, I should say this about word order. The thing about the word order here, you will be happy with this. The word order is actually fairly strict with this because it's, there will be other things in the sentence it could be referring to. So, you know, the man who saw her or the man whom she saw would be, and we'll use anthropos here, the man, hus, who saw her, autein. And the man whom she saw would be this, ha anthropos hun aide, whom she saw, and then it would go on. Now, what's going to happen is that the relative pronoun will stand next to its antecedent. It will stand next to its antecedent. Now, there are a few exceptions to that, but these are all for rhetorical purposes. So it would be something like, the man she loved, whom I later saw. But, and so that now you're really just kind of separating that off. In general, it will be right next to the thing that it is referring to, its referent. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is good. It is good.
If you're in a clause like this that didn't have a verb, that's when we use just an article, right?
A clause like what? I mean, like the ones in the village?
Yeah.
Yeah, then we just use the article, not the relative pronoun. Right, right. And by the way, I should say this. This is a very interesting question. Bitz was asking about using the article with clauses. The relative pronoun, in a comparison between Greek and English, the relative pronoun is less frequent in Greek. And the reason for that is this use of the article you're talking about. So if you have the horse, remember the horse, the one in the village? Remember that sentence, F? Ton hippon, ton ente kome. Well, we have to say the horse, which is in the village, relative pronoun. Greek just uses the article. So Greek will use the article and prepositional phrase in preference to the relative pronoun. The relative pronoun is comparatively less frequent in Greek than it is in English. Right. And by the way, there's another reason for that too, which we'll come to in a few chapters, is that the participle pinch hits for the relative pronoun tremendously. So if you say something like this, the guy who saw me, something like that, Greek will prefer to use a participle, the having seen me guy. That's how it'll be. So the relative pronoun actually, in terms of its usage relative to English, 15 to 20%. Yeah, it's throttled way back.